right now. It's a pleasure to catch some actors that are here from Steel City Shakespeare. We're happy to do it. We'll start with Jeffrey Chips. Hello. Good to have you aboard.
Good to be here.
As always. And we'll say hi to Marcia Mahack, who's here as well.
Hi.
And also, hello to Elizabeth Glyptis, who is the new one.
Hi.
New to us, at least. So I'm going to start with her. Tell me a little bit about yourself and acting and your involvement in Pittsburgh. And take us from roughly kindergarten to now.
Oh, let's see. So by day, I work in human resources. But
that requires a lot of drama.
Yeah, it does. So I'm well prepared. And I have been doing theater since I was in middle school, and I'm now in my late 20s, so it's been a while. Theater is definitely a passion of mine, and I've done a lot of community theater in the Pittsburgh area.
That's great.
During that time.
Where did you grow up?
I went to West Allegheny High School.
They have a strong tradition in theater, I do believe.
They do.
Great musicals and such. One of our staff people went to West Allegheny.
Oh, really?
His name is Tad Whistle. Do you know
him? Oh, my goodness. I believe he was a few years older than me.
He would have been, I think.
He was one of the people that I always looked up to and was like, oh, wow, I want to do musicals because of that person.
Did he do musicals?
Like, I think so.
Oh, interesting. He's never told me about that.
If he is the person I'm thinking of.
How many Tad Whistles can there be?
But, Tad Whistle. Oh, my goodness.
He's working today. In fact, he should be setting up upstairs for Baker Fair, so we'll see.
When I see him, I'll know.
You could walk up and say, hey, you. Well, it's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
It's great that you can apply your craft acting while working full-time, and you're in a very professional company here, so it's going to be exciting.
Definitely is.
For you to be involved. And then we've got Marcia Mahack here, who actually adapted Pride and Prejudice for the stage. Tell me about that process.
Oh, it has been a long process. Pride and Prejudice is fortunately one of my favorite novels, so I haven't tired of it in the time since I began. But actually, I started back towards the beginning of the year, and it's just been a lot of reading and rereading and rereading and writing and rewriting.
I can imagine. When you adapt, well, first of all, I would think Pride and Prejudice probably has been adapted for uses of play before.
Yes.
And why, and I don't mean this to sound, I guess just as songs have different arrangements or you might write different interpretations of the same work, rather than taking somebody else's adaptation, Steel City Shakespeare chose to do its own. Were there some general goals in wanting to do an adaptation that fit the company or that fit the vision that you had?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that Jeff is probably the best person to speak to that.
Oh. Okay.
Take it, Jeff.
Sure, yeah. And I think you know, in terms of, you know, what Marcia's brought to this particular adaptation, you know, she might be able to speak better to that. But I know that our conversation started probably close to a year ago about what we wanted to do this year. Around this time last year, we were starting work on our production of A Christmas Carol, which we'll be doing in about 2 months. Marcia and I were working on that together, and we're talking about what we wanted to do this year. And she had mentioned that she loved Pride and Prejudice, and I said, "Yeah, I'd really like to, you know, branch out into Jane Austen and other classical authors." And as we were kind of working through plans for this year, we really made it a point to incorporate, you know, if we're not going to just do Shakespeare, if we're going to do Charles Dickens, or we want to make sure that we're also doing work by female writers, and we want to make sure that we're doing work by authors that aren't European or American, that these are non-Western stories, which we're going to be getting into in 2017. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, it was really just kind of the two of us coming together and, you know, me wanting a desire to produce theater that – classical theater that was, you know, beyond Shakespeare and you know, was from other great voices of classical literature and drama, and Marcia just having a great passion for writing and for Jane Austen and for this story in particular.
So what was your take, or how did you want to approach the adaptation?
So with this adaptation, I've chosen to really take it from the perspective of Elizabeth, because in the novel itself, there's the third-person narrator that's kind of overseeing everything, and you do get the perspectives of some of the other characters. But I cut all of that out, and everything that we see, we're seeing through Elizabeth's eyes, which is, I think, particularly fascinating because we have an all-female cast. Probably all of us can most closely relate to Elizabeth of all of the characters in the novel. So not only are we seeing just through the words and what's happening on stage through Elizabeth's perspective, but we're also kind of getting the Jane Austen heroine's perspective on all of the characters in the novel.
That's Marcia Mayhack, who did the adaptation. Are you also an actor in the play?
I am playing Elizabeth.
Ah, so you got to write for yourself.
I did. Someone.
Also here with us is Elizabeth Kliptas, who we were talking with a moment ago. Do you go by Elizabeth?
I do.
And what role do you play?
I play Mr. Darcy.
Mr. Darcy.
And you should know, there's in this company, there is our marketing director is Darcy Mahaffey, and we have an Elizabeth in the cast, and who else?
Playing Darcy.
And,
Mary.
And we have a Mary in the cast. So it's this really wonderfully confusing thing. And our director, Alan Irvin, who isn't joining us this morning, who I just want to say, hey, Alan, if you're listening, and thanks for all of your amazing work on the show. His daughter's name is Elizabeth. So there's all these names that just leads to wonderful confusion.
Yes, just say, hey, Darcy, hey, Elizabeth, and you know what's going on. Well, what's it like playing a guy, Elizabeth? I mean...
So it's a very unique experience, certainly, because of all of the of all of the characters.
We'll have to explain what Marcia just saw. There's a screen of photos behind me. I often turn that off when children are here so they don't look at it too much. I didn't think I'd have to do it for you.
It was Jeff's fault, he pointed out.
There was a picture.
I was very confused.
There was a picture up on the screen of Marcia. Well, there you were in two places. I'm glad you were up there. You were saying about playing a guy.
Oh, so it's a very unique experience because the character of Darcy couldn't be farther from my natural personality and or the type of characters that I normally play. So it's definitely been a challenge to take on that role, but I think it has been a wonderful acting exercise that really stretches me as a performer. And because Marcia and I have such a close relationship in real life, it has been a lot of fun working with the natural chemistry that we have and the natural rapport that we have, which is something I'm really excited to share with people.
Oh, that's great to see chemistry like that on stage. Now, let's talk about the plot of the play overall. I will admit I've not read Pride and Prejudice, but my memory is that they're five sisters, right?
Yes.
And there are suitors or gentlemen callers, and I know there are the sisters relatively poor? I'm trying to remember, because I know that one of the guys is kind of rich, right?
Yeah, so the sisters are not as well off as the primary male romantic characters in the novel, but they do, you know, they are a gentleman's family, so they're not, you know, in poverty or anything.
So they're sort of middle class, I guess, or hard to label people. But then one of the suitors is pretty well off, right? Is that Darcy?
That is Mr. Darcy.
And then there is another one as well? Are there others?
Yes, his friend Mr. Bingley, who is also pretty well
wealthy.
Off.
So lots of relationships, lots of interaction, and it sounds like a great play. Now, we'll talk to you a little bit in a moment about where it's going to be staged and how you can go see it, where tickets are available, because it's going to be in a very unique location here on the north side. But first, why don't we give you a little taste of a scene from it, and you'll get a chance to witness Elizabeth Glyptis turning into Darcy. Marcia Mayhack will be in the role of Elizabeth. Do you need to give us any context for where this scene takes place?
So this is one of the first scenes when we really see Elizabeth and Darcy interacting together. It takes place actually at a ball, and they're dancing together throughout the course of the scene. Which I think is that.
I think that works.
Well, here we go. From Steel City Shakespeare, a little bit of Pride and Prejudice.
This is one of my favorite dances.
Indeed.
It is your turn to say something now, Mr. Darcy. I talked about the dance, and now you ought to make some remark on the size of the room or the number of couples.
Whatever you wish me to say shall be said.
Very well. That reply will do for the present. Perhaps by and by I may observe that private balls are much pleasanter than public ones. But now we may be silent.
Do you talk as a rule, then, while you're dancing?
Sometimes. One must speak a little, you know. It would look odd to be entirely silent for half an hour together. And yet, for the advantage of some, conversation ought to be so arranged as that they may have the trouble of saying as little as possible.
Are you consulting your own feelings in the present case, or do you imagine that you're gratifying mine?
Both, for I have always seen a great similarity in the turn of our minds. We are each of an unsocial, taciturn disposition, unwilling to speak unless we expect to say something that will amaze the whole room and be handed down to posterity with all the éclat of a proverb.
This is no very striking resemblance of your own character, I'm sure. How near it may be to mine, I cannot pretend to say. You think it a faithful portrait, undoubtedly.
I must not decide on my own performance.
Do you and your sisters walk to Meryton very often?
We do indeed. When you met us there the other day, we had just been making a new acquaintance.
Mr. Wickham is blessed with such happy manners as to ensure his making friends. Whether he may be equally capable of retaining them is less certain.
He's been so lucky, unlucky as to lose your friendship, and in a manner which he is likely to suffer from all his life.
What think you of books?
Oh, no, I'm sure we never read the same, and not with the same feelings.
I'm sorry you think so. But if that is the case, there can at least be no want of subject. We may compare our differing opinions.
No, I cannot talk of books in a ballroom. My head is always full of something else.
The present always occupies you in such scenes, does it?
Yes, always. I remember hearing you once say, Mr. Darcy, that you hardly ever forgave, that your resentment once created was unappeasable. You are very cautious, I suppose, as to its being created.
I am.
And never allow yourself to be blinded by prejudice?
I hope not.
It is particularly incumbent on those who never change their opinion to be secure of judging properly at first.
May I ask to what these questions tend?
Merely to the illustration of your character. I'm trying to make it out.
And what is your success?
I do not get on at all. I hear such different accounts of you as puzzle me exceedingly.
I can readily believe that report may vary greatly with respect to me. And I could wish, Miss Bennet, that you were not to sketch my character at all at the present moment, as there is reason to fear that the performance would reflect no credit on either.
But if I do not take your likeness now, I may never have another opportunity.
I would by no means suspend any pleasure of yours.
Wow, there you've got Elizabeth Glyptis and Marcia Mayhack playing Darcy and Elizabeth, respectively. Elizabeth isn't playing Elizabeth. Marcia's playing Elizabeth. Darcy is played by... this is confusing.
Yeah.
It's very
right?
confusing. Darcy plays Elizabeth and... No, Marcia plays Elizabeth. Marcia plays Elizabeth, and Elizabeth plays Darcy. And there are even more characters to see. And this is going to be at Heathside Cottage, which is located on the north side and is this beautiful home that's on the National Register of Historic Places. And it's been turned in to a great venue for the play.
Yeah, this will be our third production that we've staged at Heathside. We did one performance of A Christmas Carol there last year, which I think was our favorite one to do. It was just lovely to kind of be in this really intimate environment, and we moved throughout the house. And then when we staged Much Ado About Nothing, we staged it outside in the courtyard, which also worked as this lovely intimate venue. And now we'll be back inside the house, and we'll be taking scenes in various rooms in the house. And it'll be just really great. And I did want to mention, too, and I don't know if this was part of your – what you were going to get to is before several of our performances, we do have other entertainment that is included in your ticket price. For example, on next – so a week from today, there will be a demonstration by a falconer from the National Aviary. We also have – we're going to do a trivia contest before our – performance on the I'm forgetting the actual date, but it's one of our Friday night performances. And we have a dance instruction from the Country Dance and Song Society of Pittsburgh. So that's all on our website. So check all of that out. And there's just lots of fun things. We'll have talkbacks with the actors afterwards. So, you know, take advantage of those things as well as, you know, coming and seeing this great show.
And what's the address of
it
your
is,
website?
It's www.steelcityshakespeare.com.
Easy, steelcityshakespeare.com. And the show is going to be opening up very soon. In fact, it opens up, I think you've got two different runs. It'll be the Friday the 21st through the 23rd, and then Thursday the 27th through October 30th, Heathside Cottage on the north side. We just have another minute or two. Is there anything we missed about the show? I'm turning to Elizabeth and Marcia.
I just think that it warrants being said that I think we've got a really fantastic cast of strong young women who are doing an amazing job. Now, Elizabeth and I are only playing one character each, but the rest of the actors in the show are actually switching throughout between multiple characters, and it's really something fascinating to see.
It's a book that a lot of women have very strong relationships with, too. So it's kind of neat that you have a cast that's comprised all of women. And Pride and Prejudice, again, is the play, Steel City Shakespeare, putting it on. And you can learn more about all of their activities, as well as how to get tickets for the Heathside Cottage production that opens October 21st, runs through October 30th. The schedule is there online at steelcityshakespeare.com.